In the studio right now from the Mexico Senior Center, we have the board president, Eric Krutz. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you in here. Emily Lane, she's also a board member on the Mexico Senior Center. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here as well. Of course, Ione Bickle, she is the nutrition director of the Mexico Senior Center. Got a new title over there, Ione. How are you?
I do have a new title.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Matt.
Good,
yes.
Good to see you guys in here this morning. We wanted to kind of, we've had you guys in several times over the years talking about activities, but really we're kind of talking a little bit this morning. Numbers are down just a little bit at the Mexico Senior Center, so there's a focus on trying to get membership up. Is that right, Ione?
That's correct, Matt. Yes, definitely. You know, we don't know what's going on. You know, I want to educate seniors of Aldrin County that we have a senior center, junior nutrition center, and I'll tell you, our cook is amazing. Our food is really good. We've got lots of activities, bingo, pool, music, just lots of things going on at the senior center. We want them to come to our senior center. For anybody that's 60 years of age or older, it's $5 a meal, so suggest a contribution. Anybody that's younger than that is welcome to come too for a charge of $7. So we cater to all ages. We just focus on the seniors. And you're welcome at our senior center. We want you there.
Absolutely. And they can even pick up the meal and take it with them if they want to, right, Ione?
They can, but they need to be qualified for home delivered meals. If they're having a health issue or something, we want them to come and get a meal and bring it home with them.
Okay.
So they just talk to me and I'll get them signed up and they can get a meal to go.
Very good. For those who don't know what goes on over at the Mexico Senior Center, there's lots of entertainment that comes throughout the month. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow there's going to be some musical entertainment there. Eric, do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Who's coming in?
He does, it's Big Q. He does a lot of the country music and he's real good.
Yep, absolutely. He'll be putting on some music there. Does that happen at lunchtime? Is that right, Ione or
yeah,
Emily?
Yeah, it's during lunch. Mm-hmm. His real name is Quentin Gilpin, but yeah. We've nicknamed him the Big Q, and he is awesome. I'll tell you, he plays that guitar like he's just really great.
What
really
kind
great.
Of music does he play?
He does some of that like Tennessee whiskey music. You know,
okay.
Just like, I love the
country
songs he does.
Music
country.
And rock and roll.
Yes,
can't go wrong with that. No. That's for sure. There's going to be some more musical entertainment that's going to be coming through next week. Is that right, Emily?
Yes, Kathy Kite will be coming. She will be doing like Patsy Cline, Reba McEntire. She's mostly country music, but she's really good singer too.
Very nice.
You want to look forward to seeing her, folks.
And hopefully they'll check that out for sure. I know that there's one big thing that we really want to talk about this morning. People may not be aware of this, but Emily, you've been working pretty hard. It's July 3rd, day before the 4th of July. Tell us about this special event that's going to be going on over at the Mexico Senior Center, if you will.
Yes, we call this Heroes of Mexico and Aldrin County. It's a day of appreciation, and as you may know, I'm big at honoring veterans. All veterans will be invited, police officers, first responders, the sheriff's office, firefighters, all of our heroes. And I've been going all over Mexico and the county searching out these folks and inviting them personally. And it's really been cool. I know when they first see me, I think the look is, oh, she's looking for a donation. And I'll smile and say, I know what you think I'm looking for a donation. And I says, no, I'm looking to give you something. And they said, well, what, Emily? And I said, well, we, the senior center, want to honor you. You are Mexico's heroes. And Aldrin County Heroes.
I love that.
And yes, this smile comes on their face. So it's really encouraged me to where I want to look for more heroes to ask.
Now, is this the second year that you've done this?
For 3 years at least at the Senior Center, we have honored veterans on Veterans Day.
Okay.
I'm more known as for the veterans than that, but I've wanted to extend it more. And I can't think of the holiday coming up. These people don't get thanked enough. If I may read a poem.
Okay.
It's called My Hero by Joni Don. I am sure you have heard this many times. Such a wonderful hero and friend of mine. I have never actually met you, but I know you are there. You watch out for me as I go everywhere. Thank you for your service and all the help you give. With your help, it makes our lives so much safer to live. And that is the truth. It's a comfort to think that if you're alone and you're in trouble, that you can give a call and someone will be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a free meal for all of them, and that's July the 3rd. What's going to be served for dinner? Do we know that?
First of all, we want to say our local VFW is paying for everybody's meal that comes,
yes.
And that's really huge. Oh. And I also want to make sure I say the Highway Patrol is invited, too. That's really important to me,
yes.
too. We want everybody to come, everybody. So, Emily, what are we having that day?
Turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, roll, cake, and ice cream. And I'll be also handing out patriotic pins to our heroes and folks.
That's very cool.
And the Big Q will also be there to help them
yes.
perform. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, we've combination. I kind of go by the red, white, and blue lady. And saxophonist, and he's a great guitarist, this kid is. And we've been working together. He has been, I've been mostly a soloist in my history of music, but we've been working together and we'll be playing together.
All right, that'll be a great time. For people that want more information about the Mexico Senior Center I own, you guys put out a monthly newsletter, I believe, and they can pick that up around town. But they can call the Senior Center as well to kind of find out more details, is that right?
Yes, please call if you have any questions whatsoever. We do our newsletter every other month now, so it's got 2 months of information in there. And yeah, we would love to tell you what we're all about. Come down and see us. We're at 606 East Park Street. We'd love to meet you and talk to you about what all we can do to enhance your lives.
Yep, a lot of fun people over there. As a matter of fact, if you've never checked that out, I hope that you'll go and do that, and wish you guys the best of luck as you try and get more members over at the Mexico Senior Center. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.